the many leaders who survived the hard tests of war were men of outstanding ability. Marshal Foch, in the crisis of March 1918, became Allied chief. Marshal Franchet de Perret was commander of a group of armies and a master in leadership. The courteous gentleman, Marshal Fayol, modest, efficient, of like rank, was among the highest in ability. General Debney was an able army commander and chief of staff. Generals Antoine and Buat, successively army commanders and chiefs of staff, both highly efficient. The intrepid Gouraud led the 4th French Army, which fought abreast the American 1st Army in the Meuse-Argonne in the final and decisive battle of the World War. My first meeting with Marshall. Regarding the operation of the American army, which, though often delayed, were later carried out almost to the letter. That was the beginning of a friendship between us, which has grown stronger through the years, until it stands out as an ideal of continent and friendship that might well be a model for the peoples. For our people to follow. I have said nothing of my feelings of gratitude to the French government, City of Versailles, and to Mr. Henriette, Mr. Mayor, for having chosen me to represent, alongside of Lafayette, the bonds which unite our two countries. It would be false modesty to intimate that I am not profoundly grateful for this honor. But I do not forget, and no one else will forget, that this statue is a symbol. And if I deserve a distinction, I owe it to the valor of the American soldiers who enabled me to carry to a successful conclusion the work assigned to me by President Bush. Conditions throughout the world, we may well ask ourselves what was gained by the almost unbelievable sacrifices of the Great War. The answer is that our liberties have been preserved. The leading democracies survived the war with the fundamental structure of their government and civilization unchanged. Democracies have the power of self-preservation within themselves, but their people must not forget that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. In conclusion, here in the presence of so many of my fellow countrymen, in the midst of our friends, the French people, I wish to express my firm conviction, Monsieur le Président, that the three great democracies of France, Great Britain, and the United States